This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I've broken out of the quarantine and I don't have a medical mask on. And that's because my iman is strong and I've made tawakkul, relied upon Allah. Is this a correct way a Muslim should think? What is the meaning of tawakkul? The meaning of tawakkul, reliance, is that we take with an asbab, we take with the means that will help us achieve our goals. Look at the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what he did when he made hijrah, all of the precautions, all the things he did to make sure that his hijrah, his migration was successful. The reason I don't have a medical mask on, the reason I'm outside, first of all, it's a necessity. I came out for necessity. And the reason I don't have a medical mask on is because most of the professionals, they say that it doesn't do any good if you're not sick. Only the ones who are sick, it's good for them. That's why I haven't put it on. So if we really want to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take with the means that teach us and how we can protect ourselves, and we have to act upon them as Muslims. This is what it means to have tawakkul and reliance upon Allah. It's sad that so many Muslims still don't have a proper understanding of what it means to have tawakkul, reliance upon Allah. When Umar al-Khattab, when it was said to him, when he refused to enter into the land of the plague of the Ta'un, they said, are you running away from the Qadr of Allah? And he said, Nafiru min qadri la ila qadri la. We run away from the Qadr of Allah to the Qadr of Allah, because Allah, He's the one who ordered us to take with the asbab and the means to protect ourselves. This is the understanding that a true Muslim must have. So many people are bored and they're saying they can't handle this lockdown. Alhamdulillah, there's so much benefit in isolation. We just have to focus on how we can benefit from our time. And we're going to find we're going to leave this lockdown, inshallah, as better Muslims, as better individuals, if we benefit at the time. Or we're going to go crazy. But the issue is we're in lockdown, so we have to be intelligent. We have to benefit from it. The other issue that we're facing these days that might be even more difficult than the lockdown itself is the reality that we honestly don't know what's going on. We're being told this and that, and we're being given information from governments and news agencies that we know have been lying to us for years. And there's one of three possibilities. Either they're telling us the truth, or they're lying to us, or this situation is actually worse than what they're telling us. No matter what the situation might be, it's upon us to take our precautions in order to protect ourselves, to protect our families, and to protect our societies, to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to raise our hands making dua to Allah, that Allah will protect all of us, and to return to Allah in repentance, asking for His forgiveness, holding firm to our religion during these difficult times. SubhanAllah, when we are forced to leave our houses during these days, right away what happens? You feel that your nose is scratching on your eyes and you want to scratch your face, but then you remember that you're not allowed to touch your face. And this proves to us that when you become accustomed to something, you do it second nature without even thinking about it. And this is a great reminder for us that teaches us that if we become accustomed to doing that which is good, it's going to be second nature for us. But also, if we get accustomed to doing that which is bad, it's going to become second nature. So if we are accustomed to striving to obey Allah and to follow the Quran and Sunnah, second nature, we do it without even thinking about it. But also, if we become accustomed to disobeying Allah and doing that which is haram and displeasing to Him, then we're going to fall into it without even thinking about it. An example, when it comes to looking at that which is haram, if we train ourselves to do what we're supposed to do right away without even thinking about second nature, we look away. But if we're not used to training ourselves and striving, then we fall into looking at that which is haram. And our ability to overcome and to be successful these days, to not scratch our faces, we trained ourselves to do it. This proves to us that we can train ourselves to be obedient to Allah, and that we can refrain from that which is haram and displeasing to Him.